It's time for some cold, hard truth, mostly cold, from the heart of the Common Sense Zone, the Rust Belt. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, thousands in the Midwest are looking at temperatures 15 to 20 degrees below zero, some colder with howling wind and no heat. Two, Democrats now admit they're willing to pass laws that would allow doctors and mothers to kill babies after they're born. The Virginia governor leading the charge. And number one, parts of Trump's base say the wall will never be built because the Republicans simply don't want it.
Lots of cheap labor pouring into this country is good for employers. It's not good for employees. You know who wants it? The Koch brothers. Yeah. They want it. Rupert Murdoch wants it. Yeah. My party wants it.
Please get dressed. You'll need to cover up today. It's Thursday, January 31st, 2019. You better. It's minus 16 with wind in southern Michigan and in the capital city, minus 16 in Lansing at this moment as we speak. A lot of drifting snow. Schools still closed. Michigan State, the University of Michigan, saying no go today. Of course, they said that a couple of days ago. They shut down for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, tomorrow. Classes back in session. I believe a lot of kids will be back in school tomorrow. Especially in southern Michigan, the temperature will only be minus 5 in the morning, and winds will only be about 5 or 8 miles an hour, so that wind chill, well, it depends on the district. It's not hard and fast. My kid's district, apparently the number is minus 20. If the wind chill's minus 20 or beyond, they say no school. We never had that break. I don't ever remember it being, and we had, you go back to the 1970s, we had some brutally cold winters here in 2013 and 14, just 5 years ago. We had a winter that I think was worse than what we're dealing with now by far because it just stuck around. Third coldest winter in Michigan and the Midwest on ever recorded was 2013-14. And so right now, I mean, there are some fatalities, about 10 so far that I've heard about. Here's one. In Milwaukee, a man found dead in his garage, frozen to death. Apparently he had gone out and shoveled, came into his garage, fell down. Nobody noticed him. 55-year-old guy, Charlie Lampley. He was found frozen, solid. I mean, apparently people forgot about it. It was a detached garage. It wasn't attached to the house, just an outbuilding laying next to the snow shovel. So again, I say today, my friends, if you know some people nearby, elderly people certainly, you should go pop in on them, make sure they're okay. This is the coldest day of the whole shot. It's the coldest day. I mean, yesterday's high, I didn't see it get above minus 6 where I was. That's as warm, and it was howling wind. Minus, I mean, it's impressive cold, and, you know, we talk about the weather because it affects everybody. 200 million people feeling this gut punch of cold. Chicago now at minus 21, could be as low as minus 23. The record minus 27, I don't think it'll get all the way down there, but it's still a brutally cold day in the Windy City. Brutally cold across the country, but I hope we get back to normal. And come Sunday, come Monday, into the 40s, maybe 50 degrees by Monday for a day. You know, warm, above freezing for 3 days, maybe four, and then right back to normal. January thaw that comes in February, right after Groundhog Day. I just want you keeping up. I am completely appalled. By what's going on in Virginia, and you should be too. I mean, I don't get into this because, for the most part, and unless the laws are changed in Roe v. Wade, the discussion over abortion doesn't go anywhere to speak of. Except in this case, I don't even think those that support abortion can support what they're hearing coming out of Virginia and New York. Honestly, how can you support an abortion up to the moment of birth, which is what New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law here a week ago, and now that has been introduced in Virginia, that you could have a woman who is dilated, ready to give birth, and if it affects, the way I understand it, her mental health in some way, she could say, no, I don't want to do it. And they could terminate this is an infant. 90% of children that are past 24 weeks of gestation, 90% survive outside the womb. And every day you add after that and every week you add after that, the percentage gets higher and higher. But it's at 24 weeks, the survival rate is north of 90% for viability. They're talking about abortions up to 40 weeks, 16 weeks after viability. if the woman says, hey, and I mentally, I'm not going to do well. So if she's crazy, sorry, Mom, but if she's nuts, I don't feel, I don't like it. You know, she's got postpartum depression early, whatever it may be. How can we allow that to happen? Well, we'll have two doctors consult. Well, that's great. In New York, you don't even need a doctor now to perform an abortion. And in Virginia, the most appalling, gut-wrenching, disgusting thing is the governor, Ralph Northam. He ought to resign his job for what he said yesterday. For what he said yesterday on a radio program, Ralph Northam goes up on a radio program and says, well, we could discuss terminating the infant after they're born. We'll keep them comfortable, of course, and then we'll discuss with the mother and the doctors what happens next. No discussion of the father. The father has no say in any of this, of course. Men, you are irrelevant in the discussion of preserving life and defending the lives of your children. That you mean nothing. But how could it be that a child has been delivered, and yet the argument is somehow it's the woman's right to privacy, it's her body. How the hell is it still her body if a child has been delivered? You need to hear this. It is bite to the governor of Virginia discussing postnatal abortion. Ralph Northam is his name. He should resign. He won't, of course. Bite two, go.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So,
and that discussion would be whether or not they're going to kill that baby. That is a baby at that point. And it may be deformed. It may not be viable. How many times have you heard stories in your life? Parents were told that the infant wouldn't be viable, it wouldn't work out. A friend of mine had a child born early. And the doctors came in and said, you need to get a priest, you need to get do last rites. No, he said, you need to get the hell out of my room here at the hospital and get me a doctor in here who's going to keep my kid alive. Well, his son's now in his mid-20s. I mean, how many times have you heard those stories? Is that the child that, you know, may not be viable or may have deformities or may not be perfect, and so therefore we're going to terminate the child? I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people? These people are monsters. This is despicable and disgusting, and I can't find enough adjectives that are strong enough to describe this kind of thing. This is Nazism, and I don't say that lightly. I can find no other comparison where you would kill an infant after delivery. A postnatal abortion is what that is. And anybody that would support that is morally bankrupt, has no moral compass at all. And I defy any Democrat to call here today and tell me how this is okay on any level. On any level, morally, legally, anything. Hold the lines right there. I'll get to you. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.